Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, everyone. It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Welcome to Checking In with Michelle Williams, a production of iHeartRadio and The Black Effect. Hey, y'all. I'm so excited about this week's episode with one of my favorite artists ever, which is Anthony Hamilton. This year has been tough, and taking care of your mental health is important. And my book is coming out soon on May 25th. And I think I just want to share a passage that I think relates to people checking in with their mental health. This is on page 27. At the time, I had never been to formal counseling before. Where I came from, church was your therapy. I figured only rich white people got professional help, and that wasn't me. We weren't poor or anything, but I had grown up in a very middle-class home. I didn't even know that insurance covered a good portion of each session. I was clueless. But my mama said I needed to go, and my mama is not someone I'd like to cross to this day. So I went, and the direction of my life changed forever. For one, therapy helped me avoid going to prison for assault and battery charges. Listen, y'all, sometimes you just need that person that you can talk to help you process things so that you don't say something to somebody who might have hurt you, so that you don't put your hands on them. Yes, that's what therapy can do. So I just encourage you guys to get into it and just go process your pain. Ladies and gentlemen, listen, today's guest is someone you all know and adore. I know and adore him. His voice, when I tell you it's as smooth as butter, honey, it's, if it had a taste, I'm going to say it would be like pound cake. I'm going to say it would be like that buttery, flaky peach cobbler crust, the homemade crust.
Extra crusty.
Extra. Listen, some folks like extra peaches. I want extra crust. And he gives me all that I need. He gives us all that we need. It's so full. It's just so full. And he's most known for his iconic songs, Coming From Where I'm Coming From and Charlene. If you haven't guessed already, actually one of my favorites is Pass Me Over. Okay. Wow. If you haven't guessed already, please welcome to the Checking In Podcast, Grammy Award winning singer and songwriter, Anthony Hamilton.
Hello, lady. How are you, Miss Michelle?
I'm good, Anthony, Mr. Hamilton. Listen, you know how far back I go with loving you.
Oh, thank you.
Early 2000s, like early 2000s. If there was a time we were in the same city and you had a show, I'm there. Going to be the loudest one, even having some requests of a song that's one of my favorites that I don't even know if you do live a lot, which is boom, dum, dum, ba-da-da-dum, dum, dum.
Another day, chance to make another chance. Pass Me Over.
Woo!
Yeah, I do. I've done that. Actually, in the beginning of my touring days, I did that song a lot. Like, we'd have a moment where we did some worship and just, you know, had that moment in my shows. And I felt like, okay, you have this platform. Well, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
This can't be dating and courting and loving and loving.
Come on, you got to bring some faith into it. Bring God somewhere up in
it. Yeah, because some people came there needing something, but they don't really know what they really need until you let them know.
That's so good. That's so good. You know what? And I will say that about you. A person who has not been afraid to express their faith and their belief in God in your shows and just who you are as a man. Yes, you've been open about maybe some imperfections, some flaws, and maybe what you deem as a failure in your personal life. But you've always, always talked about God, mentioned God. And that's another reason why I connect, because so many people, I love when I can run into people in R&B music or pop music and you be like, they know Jesus.
Yeah.
You know, I'm here for it. I am here for it. So just thank you for that.
Y'all
saw me just fangirling just a few moments ago. So I'm going to get back into journalist mode, interviewer mode. Now, we saw a tweet that said that you must have been baptized in collard green juice with neck bones because your voice sounds that good. So some of the fans said, were you indeed baptized in collard green juice?
You know, I wasn't baptized in it. I was baptized in the Catawba River and at a church. But, you know, I've been baptized twice or three times. But, you know, I drank a lot of that juice.
It's called pot liquor where I'm from.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I had some of that pot liquor, the juice, the collard green, leftover sweat. I've had it. And, you know, I think it's just that Southern upbringing and the remnants of church and the blues and everything that goes into black music.
Yes.
That people feel. And it's something that's identifiable to us as people. And it's familiar. And so I think that's what they feel.
Mm-hmm.
And hadn't really heard in it a long time. There's a lot of people that can sing, but they don't want to do that because it's not popular. Not always the most popular route to take when thinking about music and, you know, being on the mainstream. So
because your voice is so unique, like we know when we turn on the radio or if we're getting into a friend's car, we hear your voice, we can say that is Anthony Hamilton. Okay.
Yeah.
Were you ever unsure or insecure about your tone and the uniqueness of it at all?
Yeah, there were moments when I was trying to figure it out and trying to find the safest way to introduce myself, you know, to people and to be liked. My thing was to be successful and be who I am musically. But when you're young, you don't know. And all these people before you have been successful doing something like this. You're trying to find a way to kind of mimic that and do your own thing. So it was a moment when I wasn't as sure of myself as I am now.
Now, was it when you started singing solo? Because a lot of people don't know. I think one of your starts was you were singing with D'Angelo.
Get the dog out of here. I'm doing an interview, boy.
Hey, doggy dog.
Hey, Mason. That's my son,
Mason
Aaron.
Mason is gorgeous. Hey, Aaron.
Please go. I'm working. Go, walk him. Do whatever. Just get out. Love you. Don't get in no white vans.
Listen.
So they wait till I get up here to start working.
To work
and they want to ask questions. Like, get out.
Listen, but that's part of what we've been dealing with in the year 2020 and 2021 are people's kids and dogs. It is what it is. For virtual meetings and interviews, what you see, it is what it is.
Yeah. I don't try to hide it.
We don't take it for granted. We got to do what we got to do.
Yeah, mess around and see somebody get picked up by the arm.
Put your video off. We don't want CPS to call. CPS gonna come get you.
I want them to call me because I want to tell them something. I'm going to tell them how to really judge that thing. This is abuse. This is getting it good. This is letting them off the hook.
Yeah.
All
right. All right.
No, but they're at age now, we can talk.
We can talk. That's so good. That's so good. Well, since we talked about that, how are you finding to parent them during the pandemic? How has that been for you?
Lord, I want to thank you for patience and keeping me whole. In the beginning, being home and having been gone, you know, on the road so much,
yeah,
I had a lot of, you know, time to rest and be patient. But then that school thing just started to come around every morning and every day for months and months and months. They stayed here with me and for the 4 months. They became a lot. It's three of them. So the twins,
yeah,
they're about to be 11, and the youngest one, he's about to be 9. But it was a lot of work and a lot of different portals on their computer. And so they would be playing games with me saying, I did my work, but teacher was like, they didn't finish this, they didn't finish that. So I had to start being a detective and a scientist and start finding out where this work and where everything is, until, you know, my sister-in-law started showing me, like, okay, this is where you go. And the teacher would show me, this is where you go to see if they really did it or not.
Ooh.
And so after the games, we cut down on the games, you know, helping them through math and certain things. I was like, boy, I'm a little rusty, but daddy's gonna try to work it out.
Now we know how our parents felt when they were trying to do our math problems or trying to help us.
Like, man, I'm looking at stuff now. I'm like, he's only 8. What is he doing with
Why
this?
Is he doing calculus right now?
They're really not playing with these kids now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It seems like they're getting more work than we had.
Way more.
But I don't know if it strengthens their capacity or forces them to learn a lot quicker because our world is moving so fast.
I definitely believe it's that. I think so much is coming at people.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, trying to keep the original curriculum and take it and advance to something new. They're trying to keep a good balance, so they have to stuff it all in some kind of way. I have 6 boys. What, 3 boys and 3 men.
So considering that you have 6 black men, 6 black sons.
Yeah.
What have those conversations been like as far as what's been going on in America as of late?
You know, I even let my younger boys come in and see what's going on with George Floyd. I let them see a lot of that. I wanted them not to be fooled by America and all its lies and all the fake history and everything that they try to tell you and then point the finger at you and make you feel less than. So I was letting them know, like, this has been going on a long time, guys. Never let nobody make you feel like you're less than, or that you're made, to, you know, that we're little monsters or whatever they think we are. I said, this is happening right in front of you. I said, and always know who you are. Always be smart, outwit evil, outthink just all the negativity and ignorance. You have to outthink it. And I said, sometimes it's good to be quiet. That doesn't mean you're dumb.
Or weak.
Mean you're weak.
Come on. Weak.
It means you're smart enough to get home safe. Once you get home, you can cry, we can work it out, and we have another day to try it again. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know, everybody that looked different than we do, all of them don't dislike us, but there's a lot of people that don't really appreciate who we are.
Yeah.
They, you know, they take from us and they take things that we've created and call it their own. I said, and this is the world we live in, and I want you guys to be aware of it. I don't want you to go out there thinking it's one way in. Then you get out in the real world, and those friends and people that you grew up with, now they're older and they've been taught to think different about you. I said, so have an identity of yourself and be happy with it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was definitely going to say one thing I do love about you is that you are big on family. You are big on unity and instilling moral values and wisdom into your sons.
You have to.
It's so amazing to have for sons to have their fathers in their life.
Yeah.
So I can imagine that those young men are amazing and going to continue to be amazing. And they have your legacy. And it's so good to be able to have talks with your father.
Yeah.
Because that's where we get our identity from, are our dads, our fathers.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure they have, I'm going to assume they know who they are.
Yeah. If they don't, they're pretty close to knowing.
They're working on it.
They're so strong in the individuality, and I let it live. You know, there's some days, you know, being parents, like, well, don't. I said, you know what? Shut up.
Mm.
you let them be a little bit. Then when you need to really correct them, correct this or guide it. Not even correct it, guide it. I said, but if you keep, don't keep cutting it off before it's formed, or they're going to be insecure about where they're going.
And yeah.
They're not going to show you their real self. They're going to start camouflaging it with what they think you like. And so they'll be living a lie. And then when the real them come out, you'll be like, I didn't know. You didn't let them tell you, because, you know, so much control you want to have as a parent for the fear of them losing it on their own.
Yeah.
Yeah. So parenting is work, but it's worth it.
That sounds like a book to me, a parenting book or something.
Yeah, I got it in here.
Listen, because it's like what you're saying is too, sounds like to me, you'll be able to have influence over mm-hmm. your sons. They'll respect what you have to say because yeah. they knew daddy when they didn't, you didn't cut them off. You wouldn't letting them be. So now when yeah. daddy does say something, oh, we got to listen.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
he's inserting himself. That's kind of big.
Yeah. And you know what it takes, you know, humbling yourself, dying to yourself, however we want to say
yeah.
it every day, because I can be a little bit, you know, when it comes to my boys, I'm controlling, not really controlling, but I'm kind of militant in a certain way until you get a certain age, because I don't have to keep saying it over and over again. I kind of want you to get it because, you know, these are my last of the six. And I've said a lot to the older boys. And so I'm saying it over and over again. So now I kind of want to say it a few less times if I can.
Come on,
but
somebody.
They still deserve their own clean ride. An experience. So
that's so
I keep a good balance.
Oh,
sometimes now, I have to go and
listen.
I have to have a glass of red wine later in the evening, Lord. Thank you for the grape.
Thank you for the grape and Lord Jesus every now and then.
Whatever.
I might have to put a few dropperfuls of CBD oil under my tongue, sweet Jesus, to calm down a little bit. Sweet Jesus. What would you do if you had girls? Have you ever thought about that?
I'd probably buy up all the pistols and all the shotguns and all the rounds of bullets, all the baseball bats and BB bats.
Oh.
You know, I probably would be, probably get pushed over, ran over a little bit.
You think so?
You know, no, I would be really protective and stern, but I could see myself being slightly different, but I'd be like, all right, now we're not having it.
Ooh, okay.
Kayla, Mayla, whatever your name is. Now, look here. Now, don't you go out there and make a fool of yourself.
Wow.
Keep taking in all that sweet talk, all of it.
Yeah.
Learn what's really sweet and learn what's covered in sugar. You gotta
it's really poop.
God, there's so much out there. Look, take these doggy bags. Take these poop bags and go on out there and live your life. But just learn when to pick it up and throw it away.
My God, today, come on.
Or just leave it laying there. Like, sometimes you just gotta leave it laying there.
Leave it laying there. It's going to do what it's supposed to do.
It's drying out. It's about to turn crunchy. Just, do you want to be a part of that?
Ooh. Let's move on. Because, see, I'm a visual, so now I'm kind of seeing what that's looking like sitting in the park.
Yeah, I just got a new puppy, too. So I was like, I don't want to.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Well, let's pivot a little bit. In the video for Charlene, if I'm not mistaken, the leading lady left you because she was fed up.
You messy.
She was feeling neglected by you. But what was beautiful, you used the same woman in the video for You Made a Fool of Me. Now, yeah. It tells a story that you possibly worked things out with Charlene. And all these years later, that relationship still failed. The question is, was that a genius marketing thing? Or were you intentional about creating that full circle moment for other reasons?
Yeah, I wanted people to be aware, like, it ain't always my fault. It ain't always Anthony's fault. You know, I've said a lot, I've done a lot, I've done some things, and I've created some beautiful things too. Mm. And I've been hurt too, so it ain't always my fault.
That's so good.
If you ain't seen the video, go see it. Yeah, the second video will probably even tell a little more of that.
So are you expressing things that have been going on with you through your music? Do you always do that? Or is it other people's stories? You don't have to go into detail.
I say 85% of what I sing about is stuff I've experienced.
Ooh, okay.
And then there's, you know, the other 15 is I've experienced it through other people.
Yes, sir. Wow.
Yeah, there's a lot of experience in my life. Good, bad, ugly, indifferent, and some powerful moments. So I'm not afraid of it. Not afraid to be vulnerable and own it. Just makes you better. I think you can dump it off a lot quicker.
Yeah.
When it's weighing you down, when you know, like, okay, this is mine and I can choose to do with it what's best for me.
You said something so powerful because you express your emotions so great in your music.
Thank you.
Are you able to do the same thing, say, in relationships? Because being vulnerable for men, I don't know if that's a strong suit that a lot of men have or feel like they can be vulnerable or even feel safe enough to be vulnerable.
I don't think I'm at my safest place. I don't think I've been able to totally, fully let go yet.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I have moments, I think, and then I second guess it because of things I've been through. I see a pattern sometime and I'm working on that because there's been some amazing women in my life. And I'm like, you know what? I'm not at my best place. I'm on my way.
You on your way. What do you think is keeping you? I like to go peel the layer.
I think totally trusting yourself to be totally open, your heart to be totally in this person's hand and they can do with it whatever they will because you trust them. And the fear of, because I've been hurt before.
Yeah.
I've been hurt bad a few times. And it stings. It's a powerful hurt. It's worse than going to a funeral, to be honest with you. I think for someone to have that control over that part of you, and then, you know, I believe love is, it's something that can be beautiful. I do feel like love is that. But me, myself, I think maybe it comes from wanting to control it out of fear.
Yeah.
Of it not being what I think it will be or being what I have seen it to be and the unhealthy side of it. So maybe just wanting to control it in a way, you can make a mess sometimes. I'm so much better than I used to be. And, you know, I'm a good guy. I'm loving and I'm caring.
Oh, absolutely.
In terms of like expressing myself, sometimes I'll hold it in a little longer. And sometimes I'll hold it in and it comes out frustrated.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I'm better at writing it.
That I was finna ask, like, is it easier to express your feelings in music? So you can be like, baby, hold up, just listen to song number 8
This hold album. On, give me 30 minutes and we can have this conversation after I lay this verse. Now, you know, or just in a text or a letter.
Mm.
I think sometimes having certain conversations feels like confrontation sometimes, but now I'm more aware. So Now I start to look at, all right, this is not an argument. We're just having a healthy conversation, and that's okay. But you know, when you've been doing something so long, you have to always remind yourself to undo it. But awareness is the first step to correcting things and being able to heal those things.
Well, I want you to be aware of fear.
Fear is that's just as bad.
You said two things.
Yeah.
You won't have certain conversations because you feel they're confrontational, when sometimes you got it. I mean, saying the truth in love, or just saying, hey, when we were at dinner last night, you said something. This is not confrontational. I just want to let you know my perspective on it. You know, I don't like the way it came out. Maybe it was your tone, but, and then let it do what it's going to do. Right.
Now I will do it. You know, sometime I'll wait a little longer.
Too long.
You know how you act. Not too long no more, because I don't like to
drag stuff out.
Yeah, now I'm quicker than now.
Okay.
I'm quicker now to say what I feel. Mm. I think earlier in my life I'll drag it out and drag it out. I was like, man, and then I have to be pushed, and then sometimes it don't come out as sweet as it could have. But yeah, I can say it a little quicker.
Okay.
And but when I do say it, I'm very direct and honest.
Are you too direct?
I try not to say stuff I can't unsay. You know what I mean? I try to
That's
say
so
it in
good.
A way. You know what I mean? I'm not trying to hurt your feelings. I'm not trying to be evil. There's times when, you know, people, if they keep coming at you with venom, then you have to put your shield up and let it splash back on.
Yeah.
But other than that, I try to do it so we can be friends. I'm friends with most of the people I've dated or long relationships I've been in. We're still okay. We can speak and we still have good things to say about each other.
That's amazing. You know, you're blessing me, because I'm thinking of the term, I'm not responsible for how you receive it, but I am responsible for how I say it. Now, how you receive it is on you, but I'm gonna make sure that I say it with love, with heart and truth. But I'm not responsible for how you took it and received it. I'm just not. Now, you got to be grown enough to process and know the person that said something to you. You know their heart. If Anthony says something to me, I know him so well enough. I should not take it so personally, because I know his heart, and his intent was not to hurt me. It's never to hurt me. It's like God. His intent is never to hurt us. So you have to find that mate or that partner, like, yo, his intention is not to hurt me or harm me. So what he said stung, but I'm going to be mad at you for 5 minutes instead of 5 days or 5 months.
Yeah. So, and that takes a lot. Yeah, that takes putting on your big boy drawers and being manning up and getting out your own little sense. Because men can be sensitive. We can be very sensitive.
Say what?
Yeah, we can, man. And we have, you know, we have with all that macho, like whatever. But you know what I'm saying? So, you know, sometimes you have to be like, you know what? I know this person. Mm. I know, you know, yeah, that stung. And she was right. I ain't want to hear it. I needed to hear it. And she needed to say it. I ain't that hurt. She was right. God, man. Shoot. So you go through all that. But yeah, sometimes you got to really look at the character of the person.
That's it.
So you know what their intent was.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, it's a healthy outcome when you do that.
Well, I know your intention is not to harm anybody the way your hat and shirt is matching right now. That I just know you put as much thought into loving people as you do, and what you put on just right now. Y'all, he clean.
I had to run on in here after picking the boys up from school and taking them to get some after school lunch. I said, oh, Lord. I got Miss Michelle up there waiting. Let me go on and put on
y'all, he clean.
Oh, thank you. It's all about being comfortable and smelling good while you're doing it.
Listen.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You know, this month is Mental Health Awareness Month, and I'm curious to know, in a recent interview, you mentioned having COVID and you were in the hospital for 2 weeks. First of all, I want to say I'm grateful to God that you are here to tell the story.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah.
What was your mental state like during that moment?
Total fear. You can say you pray and you trust God and all that, but when you have something that you know it could be life-threatening and it could be fatal, you know, it can waver in moments of wavering, or that doubt comes in and you're sitting there in the hospital and you hear people crying in the hallway. You know, you can't go out.
Yeah.
Nobody can come in. So there was moments when
I
was so afraid. And, you know, I had my younger boys, my older boys, and I'm like, here I am with my children. Like, I'm not finished, God. I have a lot to do, a lot to say. And I know it. And I owe some people some money. No, but getting back to, like, yeah, it was frightening. It was very frightening. There were moments when I felt like, okay, there's gotta be something good coming out of this. Something that I have to do, something that's being birthed in me for whatever reason that's gonna come out of it. And I'm just gonna have to endure it and stand on as much faith as I can.
I was just about to say, in that moment, all you had was faith.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you had, you know, because I was going to ask, well, what were your practices or mental health methods to get you through? But it sounds like faith. It's the faith for me.
Yes, that's it, because I have nothing else. Like, the doctor, they didn't really know what to tell me. They didn't, you know, like, well, because I was on oxygen. I didn't have to go on a ventilator, but I was on oxygen most of those 2 weeks. It was just like my body wasn't pulling in enough oxygen. I had pneumonia. I had never had pneumonia in my life. I hadn't been sick in over 10, 12 years, or maybe longer. Not, you know, if I got a cold 2 days, but this was different.
She
was serious. And it's like, well, we can't get you to breathe on your own without this oxygen. We can't let you go home, because that's detrimental. So one day turned into two, then three, then six, then eight, 10. And so I was in there for Christmas and New Year's. And so we didn't have a Christmas. I didn't even get a chance to put the tree up, because my younger three boys got it as well. And my brother, who was keeping them while I was in, he had it.
And
it was a really trying time.
I am so sorry.
Man, I'm here, Anthony. Man. I just want to let people know that it's very serious and very important. And it's still serious. It's starting to open up. If you've had it, you're looking at that opening up like,
you don't think that's wise to do. Well, listen.
I mean, you know, slowly little things can open up here and there, but in terms of like taking the mask off and all that, like.
Oh, no, as for me in my house.
No, I'm keeping my mask on.
Even though it's just me in my house, but we gonna wear this mask.
Yeah, man, I go outside, man. And, you know, if nobody's around in my neighborhood and I'm walking and me and the boys, then fine.
Yeah.
So I just did a, you know, video. So for my video, I tested everybody to just have that peace of mind. And we did it, like, we pricked the finger and got the blood, and you could tell if they had antibodies, if they had it. I wanted to know all of it. And, you know, you had a choice to want to be a part of it, and you didn't have to.
First of all, thank you for sharing that. And, you know, the foundation of my podcast is regarding mental health, but we definitely talk about music and what folks are doing. What's a word of advice that you have for people, specifically Black men who still struggle to open up about mental health? Now, by the way, Ladies and gentlemen, mental health and mental illness are two different things. Mental health is like your physical health. Mental illness is a diagnosis of something regarding your mental health. So what would you have to say to Black men who are struggling about opening up about their mental health? Meaning, man, I'm feeling a little low today. Just so y'all know, you know what I mean by that.
Yeah. You know, depression is something really serious, and we don't talk about it in the Black community. And men are too macho to tell when something is hurting and something is wrong. You can't get help if you don't allow yourself to speak out about what you're going through. That pain in that dark place, it's not a punishment. It's not something that you have to deal with on your own. I think God has built a village around us, and we need people, and we need to communicate. And you never know, like, you opening up will open up somebody else. And it's just, you could create a beautiful cycle in opening up and communicating. And I think it's healthy, not only for you, but for your children, for your family. You can unlock a lot of secrets, unlock a lot of power in speaking out.
Absolutely.
And it's so healthy. And
you can unleash a lot of healing.
A lot of healing and a lot of everything when you open up and unlock those doors that, you know, because that's bondage. When you, you know, you let go of that bondage and those things that plague you all your life, and you wonder, like, wow. When you continue to let it just build up and you keep that door closed, it's going to burst open and it's going to destroy a lot. It could be you. It could be your family. It could be everything you've ever created. So open up and get the freedom you need and the freedom that you deserve, because it's so beautiful to be able to smile, and you deserve to.
Listen, because so many of us might find ourselves in family cycles of anger, rage, depression. Yeah. And it's like that cycle can actually stop with you. Just by simply getting some counseling.
Yeah.
It can stop with you. You know, it doesn't mean you're weak or anything like that, you know? Ooh. So, wow. I know we talked about your newest song and video. I'm assuming, is there a full length project coming out, or are you just kind of giving us stuff bit by bit?
No, August. The new album will come out in August. And I'm working on some really special pieces.
I have every one of Anthony's albums.
Thank you.
I listened to his Christmas album in July.
So I have yours too. So.
What?
Yes, yes, yes. It's in this moment right here.
I'm so like tripped out, y'all.
Oh, nah. Come on now.
Thank you so much. Look at me talking about something.
Destiny's Child. Your own Michelle Williams herself. All of it, you know.
Come on, somebody.
I ride with it.
Y'all, listen, every time I see Anthony out and about, it's always love. I think one time we were trying to work together at some point.
Yep. And we still gonna do it.
Well, listen, I am thankful for you. It was amazing having you on, and it was great talking to you, and I'm appreciative of you for checking in.
Thank you. I appreciate you too, Ms. Lee.
Yes, sir. I loved talking to Anthony Hamilton. I just love where the conversations just flow. They just flow like a river. They just flow like water. Nothing forced. I just think it comes from when both people have mutual love and respect for one another. And I was actually going to tell him, to me, that's a key for relationship, for any relationship, is when you can listen to each other, when you love each other, and the foundation of respect is there. I think that could be the key for relationships winning. I'm also excited about his new music, and I'm just so thankful that he opened up. To me, he got a little vulnerable, and I really appreciate that a man can just sit and just talk to you and share his heart. My book drops on May 25th. You can find it at checkinginbook.com, and it will give you all the retailers like Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Target. And another amazing thing I want to share is my Checking In virtual book tour. We're featuring inspirational conversations like Conquering Anxiety with my friends Taraji P. Henson and Lecrae, Processing Forgiveness with Miss Tina and Latoya Luckett, and so much more. And these conversations, they're individual conversations, and they are going to leave you breathless. They're going to leave you just like jaw-dropping, reflective, optimistic, and will leave you inspired. So please join us May 26th through June 1st. You don't want to miss it. Tickets are on sale now. Thank y'all so much for joining me today. I love you guys.
Checking In with Michelle Williams is a production of iHeartRadio and The Black Effect. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring, and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.